Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In His Presence, services provided by Evangelist Patricia Benneman.
The next matter in my life, God is prepared. Hey, just because He
you
And now, Evangelist Benjamin.
God bless you, listeners. God bless you, for it is another day and another hour. And we give praise and thanks unto God, our Father. Right now, I would like for Dr. Scott, if he would honor us with this song, God is Turning It Around. This goes out to all our listeners today that want you to know that no matter what the problem is, no matter what it looks like, God is turning it around for you.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated, cast down. Not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for
you.
Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around.
Let it saturate your soul.
I can see the
breaking. God is today and always. He's making a way. Change
if I stay strong.
For you and for me.
There's no reason to doubt.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
Oh, God.
And
yeah.
It's turning around.
It's turning it around for you.
This is the good news.
Mm. It won't always be like this.
It won't always be like this, woman.
The Lord will
it won't always be like this, man. It won't always be like this.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's going to turn in your favor because you're working it out for your good.
Turn in my
and
favor.
And I understand it right now. But God knows what he's doing. Morning prayer today. Dr. Scott?
Heavenly Father, we gather in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, so that we may live free and holy. We thank you for the lives that you have given us. We thank you for bringing us this anointed speaker, this woman of God. We ask in this moment that all of our hearts be open, that our ears be open, so that we can hear this message and hear you speak through this woman of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that in this moment that we be filled with Holy Spirit that cleanses us of all our worries, all of our troubles, all of the trials and tribulations. We ask in this moment that we be cleansed and lifted into your kingdom to experience directly the God power that comes through you and through her, Lord. We ask that every person who is within the sound of her voice, either whether it's right now, live, or recorded, heard in the archives, we ask that the healing power, your healing power, fill them and lift them so that they can know the glory that is truly you. In Jesus' name, we ask this and all other blessings. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Songwriter said, let the church say amen. And the people of God said amen, 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 amen. I just want to read something to you today. It's from my church, and you all know that I belong to the Church of God in Christ, as they say, Kojic. I am Kojic, born and raised Kojic, going by Kojic. And it says here, the affirmation of our faith. We believe in the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible written word of God. We believe there is one God eternally existing in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We believe in the blessed hope, which is in the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin through repentance and faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We believe that the regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing in prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Ghost, according to Acts 2 and 4, is given to believers who ask for it. Oh, you're the most. Thank you, sweet Jesus. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. Amen. I felt led this morning of the Spirit of God to read that. It's for someone who may need to know what we're all about. Not everyone is listening is affiliated with the church the way I am, the way maybe you might be. So we have to make sure that when you invite people to dine with you, that you have a little something that everyone likes. I cook, so I'm mindful when I'm cooking that not everyone can do salt like I can. Not everyone can do hot sauce like my friend can. So I have to be mindful to make sure that whatever and whomever I'm inviting, that I have a little something for everyone. I have some who like the lemon meringue pie, and I have some who want the apple pie. There's some who want the coconut cake. So when I invite you to my place, I'm mindful to say, I got to fix this because this one likes that, and I'm going to fix that because that one likes that. So I just wanted to let you know today that reading this lets you know a little bit more about me, a little bit more about who I am and what I believe and whom I believe in. I believe in Jesus. I feel God's presence already this morning. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. There's one God, only one, only one. But he's three. Oh, bless his name. And I say he did it three just for me. He did it just for me because I need more God. I need more Jesus, and I need more of the Holy Spirit. So those three I need. Oh, my God, the songwriter said, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So it's not just God only. Some would say there's only God. Some would say it's just Jesus only, some would say. But my Bible doesn't declare that because Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. So you cannot separate them. You can't have all God and no Jesus. And you can't have all Jesus and no God. You got to have them as a trinity. They're one. Ah, Lord, make us one. Lord, let me be a one in you. Oh, you might hear me mention God's name a lot, but I'm not excluding Jesus the Son, because God created, but Jesus died for us, that we would have a right to come unto God, his Father. Ooh, I love the Lord. He's heard my cry and pities every groan. As long as I live, while troubles rise, I'm going to haste unto his throne. There's nobody like Jesus. Nobody can do you like the Lord. He is a friend of mine. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that is done for me, I don't know why God is going this way, because this really is not my sermon, but God is in control. One thing I like about the Lord, when you open up your heart and open up your mind to him, he will come in and he will suck with you, and he will give you what to say. He'll tell you what to do. He'll show you how to get there if you let the Lord lead you. Stop having your own agenda and let God arise. Let God be in charge. Let God be in control of your life. Let God be in control of your very thoughts. Let God be God in your life. Stop trying to do it your way. Stop trying to make it on your own. I learned at 3 years old, I said in my church that without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I will fail. And I'm here to let you know, I said in my 50s today, I still have that same song in my heart, that without God, I can do nothing. And without God, I will fail. Without him, my life is shifted. I am like a ship without a sail. Come on, people of God, stop thinking that you're doing it on your own. The word of God declares that in him you live, you move, and have your being. Oh, bless his name. Somebody wrote a song that he is the air that I breathe. Ah, his holy presence. He is the air that I breathe. Ah, he's turning it around for you. But you have to let him do it for you. You have to stop trying to do it yourself. You have to crucify your flesh so that God will be in control of your life. You need him. He even needs you to be a witness and to tell others that Jesus saved. He needs you to tell others that God is real. He needs you to tell somebody you can make it. With Jesus on your side, you're going to make it. He needs you to witness to those that are lost. He needs you to step out on him. But if you don't want to do it, he said, I've got something else. I've got another plan. If you don't want to talk about me, if you don't want to tell somebody how good I am, if you don't want to praise me, I'll make the rocks cry out. I don't want a rock praising God for me. I don't want a rock speaking for me. That's why I'm lifting up my hands unto Jesus, and I'm speaking of the goodness of the Lord every chance I get, everywhere I go, and everywhere I am is my pulpit. It doesn't matter if I'm in a brick building. It doesn't matter if I'm on the street corner. It doesn't matter if I'm on the phone. Everywhere I go in my pulpit and everything I do, I try to do it as to the glory and honor of God. I lift his name before men. I tell men, come to Jesus. He will answer prayer. Come to the Lord and have your sins be forgiven, and he'll wash you whiter than snow. Ooh, my God in heaven, I hear the song. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood. Lose all their guilty stain. You can lose your guilty stain in the blood of Jesus, and once it's lost, it can't be found. Lose all your guilty stain. There's nothing that you've done today that God cannot forgive you for. All you have to do is ask God to forgive you. So many people have put folk down when you made, I don't call it a mistake, when you deliberately did something wrong. And you say, well, you can't be forgiven for that. But that's not what my Bible says. My Bible doesn't tell me that. My Bible tells me that if I ask, I can be forgiven. But the only thing that we're not talking about here is that when we do something that isn't right, that hurt God's feelings, that crucified Jesus afresh, we go back and we do it again. And then we go back and we do it again. And we go back and we do it again. I don't know how many times God's going to forgive you for that. Don't take chances, because it could be your last time. You don't know. You may not have a chance to ask God to forgive you. So if God has forgiven you for that, leave that alone. Move on. Move on and leave that there, because God has forgiven that. Now you can move on. Stand up tall. Hold your head up high. Walk in the newness that God has given you. I want to get into my word that I wrote out last night. But this is how God does me. God let me pick out what I want to pick out, but then God does what he wants to do. Right now, I'm going to try to get to the word, because somebody needs this word. This morning, I'm going to go to Isaiah. Mm-hmm. He's in the Old Testament. Isaiah, one of the old boys. I like Isaiah. I remember the first time that I had to bring a message at my church at King's Chapel. I was a young woman. I don't know, I think I was a teenager. And we had what they call Women's Day on the first Sunday of the month in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I was one of the Women's Day speakers. Because they put me up last because, no, they didn't. They didn't put me up last. They put me up before another person. And somebody said, what did they do that for? Because you know how that girl is. And when I got done, it really was over, but protocol. However, My sermon came out of Isaiah. And today, God got me in Isaiah for you. And I'm going to grab a little piece of this for myself. Don't think we as preachers are exempted from the word of God. The word comes to us first. If God is talking to you, he's talking to me. Because I'm not better than you. Maybe I talk to him a little more than you do. Maybe I think about him a little harder than you do. But if I'm saved, then you're saved. If I'm filled, then you're filled. We're all God's children. I'm just chosen to break bread with you. You might be chosen to usher. You might be chosen to sing in the choir. But my job is to bring the word of God so that you can walk upright, because you cannot hear without a preacher. And the preacher cannot preach except the preacher be sent. Somebody told a lie and said the Bible said. How can he preach? Well, okay, but she is included in that he, because I am a she and I have to preach the gospel. So stay with they. But if he who is trying to preach had not been sent, he cannot do it. And she who's trying to preach has not been called and sent by God, she can't do it either. There is no anointing without the anointing of God. You are worthless. Without the anointing of God, you are worthless. Without the anointing of God, you might as well close the book, because anybody can get a book and just read it if you've been taught to read. But what makes the Bible so special when the preachers are going forth is the anointing comes in and bless the people of God. Without the anointing, you just have your letter. You got a letter? It says in the New Testament. I believe Paul was talking about it. And Paul said, the letter killeth. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Paul said, the letter killeth, but the spirit make it alive. We got a lot of letters out here. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Word in my mouth. God said we got a lot of letters out here, but no anointing. If you're sitting under a letter, you need to move out. If you're sitting under a letter, your anointing will shrivel up, because you have to be watered by the Spirit of God. If you're in a place, in a church, let me just call it like it is, if you belong to a church that's operating under the letter and not under the anointing, you need to shake yourself. Get up from there and leave. Or if you have the anointing, pray until something happens. Pray until they be endowed with power from on high. Pray for the anointing of God to come into the house, because the anointing of God is rich and it makes a difference. Can you imagine having a cup of tea and have no sweetener in it? It has a different flavor. Well, that's what the word of God is. When you got a letter, it's like having a cup of tea with no sugar in it, with no artificial sweetener in it, with no honey in it. But when you add a little honey to it, when you add a little sweetener to it, it changes the flavor. Oh, bless his name. When the anointing comes in, it changes the flavor, and then you can taste God better. Oh, God, I love you. None of this is written down. This is all out of the mouth of God. I thank you, Jesus, for using me that way. I don't have much time. I try to stay within my hour, but let me just say this to you. My armor bearer was listening to the service, and it cut off while her phone was still open. I just want to let the listeners know today, this is technology that we're dealing with. Sometimes the sound will stop, but don't you hang up. If you're online and the sound stops, don't you close your computer down. If the program is for an hour, stay with it an hour. If it's for an hour and a half, stay with it for that hour and a half until you hear me close out completely. If the song should stop, don't you hang up because God is not finished. I just want to let you know that if technology, it can fail, but it does come back on. I don't control that. All I know is that I'm on for a certain time. I don't stop talking, but sometimes the radio stops. I have nothing to do with that. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you may hear interference in the background, but don't you worry about it. It's just like being in church. You might hear a baby cry, but there's no need for you to leave the service. You might hear somebody sitting there talking when they shouldn't be talking while the word of God is going forth. But you rise up, fly up above that. Do like the eagle and soar and go up above the chariots because God is speaking to you. In that moment, the enemy wants to interrupt, but don't you let the devil interrupt your thought about God. Let's get to the word. I'm trying to get there. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Are we ready for Isaiah 55? And I want to begin at verse 6. Now, you can read this on your own. You can read the whole chapter. But God gave me verse 6. Because I know verse 1, some of you won't understand that. It says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy, and eat ye, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." I know you don't understand that. That's another sermon. I just wanted to read that for you. Don't go buy the wrong wine. They had holy wine, pure wine, back then, unfermented wine. Preached a sermon in South Carolina, got milk. Well, it tell you to come. Buy wine and milk. Let's read. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, isn't that what God just said earlier? That he'll forgive us? I don't know why God has got me teaching about this forgiveness, because we're not forgiving ourselves, number one, and then we're not forgiving others. We're still holding grudges and going to the house of God. It's okay to go to the house of God with your grudges, with your hatred, and all of that in you, but when you come out of there, that should be gone. You should leave that right there where God has fixed it. You have no right to take that into God's house and bring it back out. What is your purpose for going? If you can't let it go, if you can't forgive, what is your problem? Who is this Jesus to you? What is he to you? You're not really giving it to him. You're taking it and you're bringing it back. You didn't like me when you went into church, and you don't like me when you come out. You didn't like her and didn't even want her to cross your pew. What is your problem? Are you stuck on a letter? Because when you have the anointing of God, you cannot sit there and house that in your spirit. If you are housing that, you are out of the will of God. Because he told you to forgive so that your Father, which is in heaven, can forgive you. Did you forget that? I'll never speak to to her again for what she said to me or what she did. Who are you? You're not greater than God. Did you know how many times you have hurt his feelings? He forgives you. Oh, you might not like this today, but this is going to help you to think about it. And then to talk about, I'm going to heaven. No, it's not. No. Come go with me. Let's go to Saunders. Let's leave Isaiah right there because that's the way the Spirit of God is going right now. Let's go to Psalm 24. I'll give you a chance to write it down. Psalm 24. This is going to help somebody. I know you might want to shout. No, you should have shouted in the beginning because I've gone into that teaching mode now. Because you got to be taught so that you know what you're shouting about. Walking around here mad when you should be learning how to forgive. I don't care what they did. Forgive it and be blessed. Move on. Psalm 24, verse 3 says, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Question. Or who shall stand in his holy place? But I'm going on to heaven anyhow. Not like this. No. The question is being asked. Who is it then that can stand? Who is it that can go ascend to the hill? Who is it? This is the hill of the Lord, not Hillcrest. The hill of the Lord. That's what the question is being asked. Or who shall stand in his holy place? Let me answer it for you in verse 4. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. You've got to have clean hands and a pure heart to walk this walk and to talk this talk. You can't just do it any kind of way and say, it's all right. I can do what I want to do. I'm 3 times 7 and then some. Nobody can tell me what to do. The preacher can't tell me what to do. He's not my daddy. Not only that, I got a son older than the pastor. I got a daughter older than the church mother. Older than his name. So you want to do it your way. But the Bible that I read in the 24th Psalm says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he will not give himself over to vanity. He will not give himself over to being hateful. He will not walking around here mad with everybody, mad with the world, even mad with your own self and don't even realize it. Woo, God is talking to you today. Cut it. Get rid of the letter. Because the letter will keep you thinking that you're all right. But the anointing will let you know the difference. The anointing will uncover you. The anointing will let you see yourself. I believe it was Michael Jackson who said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him if he would change his ways. But that's okay that Michael wrote that song because it reached many people. But let me tell you where it came from. It came out of the Bible that you'll hold your face in a looking glass over there in the New Testament. It talks about that. But Michael talked about the man in the mirror. But that's okay. Look at yourself. See yourself. Get the lump out of your eye and stop trying to get it out of mine. Cut it. Stop it. Ask God to forgive you and get back in the race. You don't want to be caught like the 5 foolish women that had no oil in their vessel. And when the bridegroom came, they were running around trying to get right. You don't want to have all this God every day. And when God comes knocking on your door, you got to go from house to house asking somebody, give me some of your oil. When God is giving you time to get your own oil, you got time today to get your own oil and be right with God. Don't come knocking at my door. I'm going to be like the wise women. I'm going to say, get away. I don't have any oil for you because you could have went that he can turn it around for you. Woo! God, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Take a moment and just say, Lord, help me to forgive. I need help in that area. I need help in that area. God, help me to forgive those who trespass against me. Help me to forgive those that I trespass against myself. Because some of these folks that you think have ailed you have really not done anything to you. But that's your own wicked mind. Let me get that to the word in Isaiah. Ah, bless his name. Woo. Oh, verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way. That's her too. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. That's her too. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Listen to this. Verse 8. Look at it. Think about it. Don't try to figure it out. Just do it. I don't know how God can forgive me after all that I've done. Don't worry about that. Just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and he'll keep you. Jesus is willing to help you. He will carry you through. Let's get to verse 8. Verse 8 is going to bless somebody who has a letter, because the letter kills. You got that letter, and you're stuck on that letter. You want to criticize everybody. You want to ostracize everybody. You want to point the finger at everybody because you think, because you got your letter, that you can do what you want to do. You can say what you want to say. Go where you want to go. You don't have the anointing. You operating on a letter. The letter killing you. You need to burn that letter. You need to get that letter you got to Jesus because you got your own philosophy. That's your letter. You got your own agenda. That's your letter. You got your own way of doing things. And then you want to tell somebody, God's going to get them because they this. And God's going to get them because they that. Who gave you the authority with your letter to point your finger? To point your finger. Let's read. Come on, Bible. Read to the people. Verse number 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is God talking to you. When you sending somebody to hell. Woo! I heard a preacher say once, when a person tell you to go to hell and they're not a Christian, he don't mind that so much. He says, but when, you know, that's the desire, when a Christian tell you to go to hell, he says, look out, because they mean it. But let me tell you something. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. You're walking around condemning what you saw or what you thought you saw. But God was looking at the heart of that person. And God said, I know their heart. Don't you mess with it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it just like it ought to be. All I want you to do is keep your hands off it. Keep your hands clean. Keep your heart clean, because it's none of your business. I don't know who God is talking to, and I don't know why he's talking this way, but this was not my sermon. This is God's sermon. It don't help one person if it don't help 100, but you hear the word. He said, today, when you hear my voice, find not your heart. Get it right. You're almost out of oil. I hear scripture saying, you're almost out of oil. You need to get it right. He's giving you a little bit more time to get it right because he's coming. He's coming, and I don't mean he's coming for everyone. He's coming for you. Woo, my God. He's coming for you. And you don't want him to show up. And there's no oil in your vessel. The oil is the Spirit of God. You have allowed hatred. Malice, envy, all of those things you have allowed to creep into your vessel. And it's pushing your oil out. It's gushing out of you. You got a little bit of oil left. Ooh, God, help them, Jesus. You got a little bit of oil left. And God said, I'm coming. You better get it right. You better get right with me. Because if you don't, you're going to be lost. Come on. You can get your oil back. You can do this. All you got to do is say, God, help me. God, forgive me. And he will restore and replenish your vessel. I'm in tears for you, woman. I'm in tears for you, woman. I'm in tears for you. You let bitterness come in your cup, bitterness and in your vessel. Oh, my God, man, let it go. Let it go. If she left you for somebody else, God got another one. And if you want it, you can have it. And if you would just but let it go, you'll be able to sleep at night. Oh, I don't know who you are. And I don't want to know who you are. But I don't care what somebody had told you from the church. From the church. Because we have our own opinion about some little things that we have read and we misunderstood it because growing up in church and I was taught in Sunday school that the Word of God, and I read it with my own eyes, said, in all thy getting, get and under. And we missed the understanding. So therefore, we are saying what we feel or what we think. Let's just stick to the Word of God. Because none of us have any fingers to point. Because I heard Dr. Charlotte Reynolds say, there's too much in the best of us to talk about the rest of us. Now, don't you forget that. There is too much mess. I'm going to put the word there. There's too much mess in the best of us to be talking about the rest of us. You got that? Mm-hmm. Text that to somebody. Tell them that the prophet Charlotte Reynolds said, there's too much mess in the best of us to spend time talking about the rest of us. Evangelist Benjamin didn't say that, but my friend who rested her grave, Dr. Charlotte Reynolds, she said, hey, there's too much in the best of us to be talking about the rest of us. Text that to your neighbor. Tell them what thus saith the Lord. You don't have space to be talking about me, and I don't have time to be talking about you because I ain't all that. And yes, I might be a bag of chips, but I ain't all that. I've got some things that only God knows, only God can fix. So I don't have a right to throw any stones at your house because the stone that I throw at your house, somebody will throw one back in mine. Shut your mouth and praise God. I don't know why God is going this way, but it's his word, not mine. I'd rather not preach it, but my arms are too short to box with God. Let's go back to the 8th verse of Isaiah of the 55th chapter. Mm-hmm. For my thoughts, this is God now. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Come on, say with me. Saith the Lord. Now, you just can't go around. Let me clear that. You just can't go around being mean and doing what you feel like doing and just say, God, forgive me, and then tomorrow you go back and do the same thing, and then the same thing, and then the same thing. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Clean it up and let it stay clean. Is that okay? Okay. Read that again if you need to. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. So some of the folk that you just put in hell, that's not the thought of God. That's not the mind of God. The drug addict that you saw on the corner trying to get some drugs, the pot smoker trying to get some weed, the adulterer trying to have another fling, you sending into hell. But your thoughts are not God's thoughts. Neither are your ways God's ways. Yes, if I don't change, I could end up in hell. But if it's not God's plan for me to go there, I've seen him take drug addicts and make the best preachers, teachers, doctors, lawyers out of them, because it wasn't about what you thought about this. It's about what God thinks about me. Folk talked about me like a dog. Said I wasn't amount to anything. But today I stand here and preach the gospel because I'm so glad that your thought about me was not God's thought about me. Don't you want to clap your hands? I just helped a whole lot of y'all. Some of the things that folks said about you, they had a song that said, they said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. There were times that I was talked about, but God said, let them talk, because that's not my thought about you. I don't care what they may call you. I don't care what they try to say about you, but that is not my thought of you. Patricia, you are my daughter, and I said that you're going to preach my gospel, so let them talk, because some of those that were doing the talking, you're going to pray for them. You're going to preach to them. You're going to bless their children. You're going to go and get their children out of the horrible pit. You're going to bring their child out of the muck in the mire. I want them to talk about you, because when I make the change, they don't know that it's me, God, and not you yourself. You are not in control of your life. I am your God, and when I'm ready to make the devil do your Lord, I am God. And I stop. So I want to say to your mother, I want to say to your father, I want to say to your sister, I want to say to your brother, just know that your child, even some of us got problems with our parents, because some of these parents is only 10, 12 years older than the child. And some of us children don't like that mommy's drunk, don't like that daddy is drunk. But let me tell you, you better know what a God thought about them is the thought that you're thinking about them. They ain't nothing. They ain't nobody. They ain't never been no good. You women, tell your son you're just like your no good daddy. But let me let you know something here today. If that's not God's thought, you better stop it. Because you're speaking something over your child that God didn't intend to be on him. But once you attach that out of your mouth, then the enemy starts to work to make that happen. And then God has to let it run its course. And then like a rubber band, he stretched so far. The enemy had stretched me so far. And God pulled me down. Ooh, I love Jesus. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. My time according to the clock. One of these clocks in here. One got 1 minute One got five, but I'm going to stop till the tape run, and I'm going to go till they run out. Let's get back. God is talking for you to shut your mouth. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isn't that a good God? You see the mercy of God here? For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but waters the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. God's word went out, that he was turning it around for you. God's word went out. He's preparing you for something you can't handle right now. God's word went out to tell you you can make it. God's word went out to tell you to throw away your letter. Get rid of your letter and get my anointing. Get rid of your letter and get my anointing. Get some oil in your vessel. Don't be like the foolish women that had no oil. God said, I see about 6 of you right now. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Ooh, the prophetic is kicking in. I see I see 6 of you. I see six of you. Run to the Lord. Run. Get it right. You don't have long. Oh, God. You're just about 6. You're just about out of oil. Ooh, my God in heaven. Let me just read this to you. Oh, bless his name. God reminds us in verse 8 of his thoughts. His thoughts, not like ours. There's no way that the human body can intelligently. The intellect of God is so deep, you can't figure him out. But he is sending you a word. Get some oil. 6 of you, the time is almost out on your life. Life, L-I-F-E. You got a chance now to get it right. My God, I think it will shake. I can't express it enough to let you know time is winding up. You better get your house in order because your time is winding and it's winding. You need to renew yourself in God before it's too late. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, I hope they hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto him. Them, she, her, however, who can know the mind of God? But God is telling you his mind right now. I'm coming. I'm knocking today. I'm knocking at the door of your heart. And I want you to open up your heart back unto me so that I can give you life and give you this life more abundantly. Run and get your oil. Fall on your knees. Get on your face. Sit in the chair. Lay on the bed. Drive the car. I don't care what you got to do, but you better get in the presence of God. You better get in the face of God. Oh, let me go to Psalm 32. Woo! I'm excited. I got to read God's word for you. Psalm 32. I may not read all of this. Write it down. Read it for yourself. Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man who the Lord has punished no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Oh, my God in heaven, let's skip over and go down to verse 5. I acknowledge my sin. This is you that's running out of order. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and I and mine iniquities have I not hid, I said. I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sins. For this shall everyone that is godly pray. P-R-A-Y, the word of God said, pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, in the flow of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto me. I know it says here, but I'm making it personal. Surely, I started out telling you what I did. Seek ye the Lord. And the psalmist David, he's telling you the same thing. Seek ye the Lord. Call upon the Lord while he may be found. That is Psalm 32. I'm adding some of my own little words here. You know how we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. You better underline that. I will guide thee with my eye. Now, look, verse 9 is who you are if you don't obey before you die. I'm just telling it like I hear it. It says you'll be like a horse. You see verse 9? It's in your Bible, same as mine. It should be. King James. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule. Stubborn is old mule. Which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bridle. My goodness. You don't want to be like that horse today. Obey God. Obey God. Trust God, Charles Quillen, say or so, and obey. If you trust and obey, he will surely make a way. Trust God, see, and obey. I feel heavy for the sixth. You better do it. You better do it. Let me just read this to you, and I'm getting ready to close. Fear not, God is greater than any sin that you or I can have. Only God can create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me, personal. Say you, me. And I'm going to close with this along with a song. Let me just read this to you. Light is more powerful than darkness. Truth is stronger than error. There's more grace in God's heart than sin in men's heart. Wow. You are forget. You can change. Sin a man, sin a woman. The songwriter said, Dr. Scott, the songwriter said, I believe Mary made this song. I need just a little more Jesus. I do that.
I need just a little more.
I need just a little more.
Hey, I need.
across the waters, over in the Bahamas, Jamaica, not New York, but Jamaica, over in the island, and to my sister, God knows in heaven, my advocate. She's really working on South Carolina. South Carolina, I believe, is the strongest listeners that I have due to my sister, Jackie. God bless you. New York, we're still working on you. We're still working on you, New York. My home place. Delaware, the same thing. Shout out to all of those who might be listening in Delaware. Bless you. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're yet absent one from another. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Be blessed, be healed, be delivered. Woman, boy, man, girl, be set free. To the six, I can't stress it enough. The six of you, God has not given me the name. If he did, I'd call it. But you know who you are, he said. You know who you are. You know that you have a leak in your vessel, and you're just about out of oil. Give it to God, and he will turn it around for you. It is not God's will that we be lost. Let me just explain that to you. God doesn't send any of us to hell. We send our own self by being disobedient, not obeying the voice of God. With all that I know and with all that I preach, the choice is still mine to make up my mind to do what thus saith the Lord, because even though he has chosen me, I don't want to get in the place that God turns me over to a reprobated mind. That is not something good. That is not something that you, oh, no, no, God won't do that. God is a forgiving God. How many times can he forgive you for the same thing? Now see what you're trying to do. You're trying to be more about yourself than God. He gets tired. The word says he's long-suffering. But you don't know how long he's going to suffer. You don't know how long he's going to allow you to do your own thing. So get in now that you hear his voice telling you, you need a little more Jesus. The time is up. The Bible says the time has been far spent. It's been a pleasure being aboard with you today.